Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. So, for the second week in a row, current events have waylaid the show I had planned. But I have lots of stuff for you today. So, yesterday saw the horrific terror attacks in Paris. And you know, I have been warning about this for years. And I am here to tell you that what you saw in Paris yesterday will be coming to the United States because of the policies, acts, lack of acts, failures to acts, and intentional betrayals of the American people by Barack Obama, our friend Barry, and Hillary Clinton, our friend Pillory, as I call her. Pillory, because of her insane, inane, outrageous policies and pathetic performance as Secretary of State, partially as a lackey of Obama, and partially because she's greedy, corrupt, and concerned only with her own power and money. And in the case of Barry, because he is, at the least, a Muslim sympathizer, an ideologue, hates America, and is secretly rooting, and I've said this forever, for those jihadis, whom he won't mention, around the world, because they are the freedom fighters and we are the evil colonial power. You know, last week, you should listen to it, I gave prognostications, I think it was 14 things that you can expect Barry to do between now and the time he's out of office. You'll see in the articles today all sorts of stuff which came out after last week's show revolving right around those things. Number one, he's going to try and ignore the appeals court slapdown of his immigration law after a Texas federal court slapped it down, and going to try and continue with it. You know, who cares about the rule of law? Anybody else be thrown in jail for contempt of court? You know, he's proceeding with an illegal, unconstitutional executive action, actually a law, masked as an executive action, in the face of a federal court order, and now an appeals court order, and I hope, a Supreme Court order. That's like jail time. In the case of the President of the United States, who swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, it's treason. I keep saying this. We don't need an impeachment. We need an indictment. In fact, that's not the only indictment that we need. But the terror attacks in Paris, and listen, I'm not a fan of the French, but they were horrific. I mean, absolutely outrageous. And they were staged with military precision. And, you know, all the pundits are wringing their hands. Oh, is this ISIS or is this Al-Qaeda or is this homegrown? You know what? I'll tell you what it is. It's Islamic terrorism. It is the holy jihad. And it doesn't matter whether you call it ISIS or you call it Al-Qaeda or you call it Ansar al-Sharif or you call it homegrown, lone wolf, whatever. It is Islamic extremism. Any Islamic is an extremist. We've talked about that the last few weeks. I've given you the definition of Islamist. Go back and listen to those shows, please. And there's some very interesting articles. Listen, today we're going to talk about these Parisian attacks and what it means to America, and I'm going to ask you a really important question. I'm going to ask you to identify a murderer in a story that I'm going to tell you. And I bet you're able to do it. And we're going to talk a little bit about international things because, you know, while all this is going on, we still have Russia out there. And there's some really interesting things going on with Russia this week in terms of military threat to the United States. There's some really interesting things going on with the economy. Please read the articles below. I'm going to brush on it briefly. There's some really interesting things going with the international attack on the dollar. particularly with China and the Swiss franc. I'm going to talk about that briefly. And, you know, I mean, the beat goes on, but the beat gets faster and faster and louder, don't you think? Don't you think? First of all, let me give you a little history lesson. Islamic Jihad and the West and the United States struggle with Islamic Jihad did not start with Israel. It did not start with American troops in the Mideast, and it did not start with American oil interests in the Mideast. It started 200 years ago with President Jefferson when he sent the United States Marines to defeat the Barbary pirates, who were Muslim extremists taking Western, particularly American, ships, shipping, and sailors and holding them for ransom. Does that sound familiar? In fact, the Islamic Jihad, the Holy Jihad, death to infidels, blah, 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 goes back 1,400 years, long before there was an America, long before there really was a West. This is nothing new. The problem is that the old crusaders, and never mind the fact they were barbaric in their own right, the old crusaders had it right. You bring the fight to the enemy. And you know what? I despise Islamic extremism. I despise jihadis who kill innocent, cowards that kill innocent men, women, and children. But you know, you have to respect how tough they are and how smart they are. Maybe Donald Trump has it right. Everybody on our side is stupid. Actually, he doesn't go far enough. Those that aren't stupid make the quote-unquote mistakes intentionally. Treason trials is what we need. Look, let's go back into recent history. The USS Cole bombing. The Lebanon Marine Embassy. Oh, my producer's reminding me of something. Yes, in the Marine Corps hymn, and happy birthday and Semper Fi, Marines, 240th birthday this week. I think we posted something on Facebook. By the way, there's going to be a bunch of posts on Facebook, both on my page, the Threads West page, all the pages that I think you're going to really enjoy over the coming week. So make sure you see them. Some great pics, etc., and some stuff we've been doing. But that's fun stuff. Let's get back to real stuff, which is not so much fun, but nonetheless isn't going to go away no matter what fairy tales we're told. Did you know that SOP, S-O-P, Kerry, the guy who gets his $50,000 a month allowance from his rich wife, and is our Secretary of State, oh my God. Did you know that we killed, supposedly, Jihadi John, the British guy who beheads people, etc. This is a big victory. In fact, according to Kerry, that with that one act, just announced in the last day or two, we're winning the war with ISIS. Wow. John, are you on the planet Earth? And did you know that Barry was on the morning talk shows yesterday morning, that's Friday morning, that is like 10 hours before this horrific thing in Paris, and I don't even know what the final death toll is, I don't think anybody does, it was, last time I heard it was around 160, God only knows how many of those poor people were wounded, and Obama's on national TV lying through his teeth as he does every time he moves his lips. And I will quote, ISIS is now contained, unquote. Really, Mr. quote-unquote President, Commander-in-Chief, They're contained. Tell that to the French. Tell it to the relatives of the 224 people who died in that Russian airliner blown up just this week by ISIS. Tell that to the 100-plus folks who were killed by ISIS bombings in Libya just this week. Tell that to the Kurds who are fighting their butts off, 7,500 Kurdish Peshmerga elite soldiers trying to take back a major supply route from ISIS and cut off Mosul from Raqqa, Raqqa being in Syria, and the ISIS capital, which somehow Susan Rice and our national security team, Barry and Valerie, don't want to bomb. And Mosul, which Barry abandoned to ISIS, I think intentionally, 2 years ago. Did you know that approximately 18 months ago, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, even with that wimp Dempsey, went to Obama along with military intelligence and said, look, there's this new force called ISIS, which, by the way, they've now changed the name on because, you know, ISIS is Islamic State. And since Kerry and Obama have both said it has nothing to do with Islam and the Islamic State is not Islamic, they've changed the name to Daesh. I don't even know what Daesh stands for. These guys are unbelievable. I guess changing the name of ISIS to Daesh in whenever they refer to it, that makes them not Islamic. Wow. Unbelievable. And they expect you to fall for it. And here's what's really sad. 45% of the country does fall for it. You know, Donald Trump is not all that wrong. There's a lot of voters out there who are really stupid. I'm sure I'm going to get some real hate email on that. Well, let me repeat it. There's a lot of voters out there who are really stupid. If you can't add 2 plus 2 and come up with 4, you're really stupid. If you don't know what you've been lied to by somebody who's lied to you 1,000 times in 7 years about huge issues like your doctor, your hospital, your premiums, your economy, your wages, your fuel prices, your security, as in terror, who our enemies are, what we're going to do, climate change, then I'm sorry, you are stupid. And excuse the phone, you know, I thought I had it off here in the studio, but obviously I did not. Let me give you some more history. So these military guys went to Obama and they said, this force is going to be a force to be reckoned with unless we take it out now in its infancy. ISIS was just mad. Remember, the Middle East is kind of open country, you know. This is not the pine-strewn mountains of the Colorado Front Range. It's not the heavily timbered forest of Idaho. There's very few, quote-unquote, mountains. This is like big, flat, wide-open country. In other words, if you're out in it, you're kind of a sitting duck. Unless, of course, morons allow you to entrench yourself along with civilians in cities, as Obama has done for the past 18 months with ISIS, and then you're 100 times the problem to dislodge. So ISIS was massing on the Iraqi-Syrian border for their invasion of Iraq. His military commanders and military intelligence, by the way, whom he later blamed for not telling him about ISIS, went to him and said, listen, let's take these guys out. We can do it in like a week of airstrikes. He didn't do squat. He didn't. Hillary didn't. Susan Rice, lying Susan Rice of the Sunday talk shows and the video, didn't. And you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. So now the Kurdish Peshmerga is, I wouldn't say kicking ISIS butt, but why don't we say having success against ISIS as they have in northern Iraq and along the Syrian border with Turkey, despite Turkey trying to undermine them, and despite the United States refusing their request for armaments for 3 years. The Peshmerga have been defeating ISIS and holding them at bay with rifles against American tanks that Obama didn't even bother to destroy when we left, when we and MRACs that we, that he didn't even bother to destroy. He didn't even bother to launch airstrikes when Iraqi forces were overrun at bases with hundreds of MRACs and other weapons. How difficult would that have been? Like 3 jet strikes? Oh, no. He wants his buddies to be well-armed. Anyway, he didn't take them out. He didn't do squat. And if you remember this last January, that's 10 months ago, he called them on national TV the JVs. Tell that to the French. Tell it to the Libyans who died this week. Tell it to the families of the plane that was brought down this week. Do you know ISIS killed 500 plus people this week off the battlefield, wounded more than 1,000 more, destroyed a commercial jetliner, 6 Paris businesses. But they're contained, folks. They can't get out of where they're at. They're just stuck. Let's see. One deal was over Afghanistan. One deal was in Libya. And one deal was in Western Europe. And still Barry and Pillory want to bring a stream of unvetted, mostly young men between 18 and 30, Muslims into the United States. You know, there's a percentage of the French population, 45%, 55% oppose, that want to do the same thing in France. The president of France, who today, after the terror attacks, said he will launch a pitiless war on ISIS, it's about time, buddy, was promoting 85,000 of these Syrian refugees to come into France. I mean, which is it? 85,000 of the potential enemy into your country or pitiless war? I'm confused. I'm even more confused. At least this guy stood up and said what it was and what they're going to do. I'm even more confused by Obama. I mean, really, I'm not confused at all. I know exactly what he is, who he is, what he's doing, and that it's intentional. But his words are purposely confusing. And his numbers are mercurial. It's going to be 10,000 refugees, then maybe it's going to be 75,000, and then there's a number of 250,000 floated out by the State Department, whatever. What you saw happen in Paris will happen in the United States. And that is because of Pillory, Sop Kerry, lying Susan Rice, and of course, our good friend, who has the American people deep and first and foremost in his heart, Barry. One of the things that struck me about this terror attack, you have information on every station, everywhere, so I'm not going to talk much about it other than I feel so badly for all those folks. But those folks were let down by their government. Those folks, like Americans, trust their government to at least try to protect them. You know, one of the things that struck me is that of all the people that were affected in this Paris calamity. You know, there were 1,200 people in that theater. There were 50 to 100, I would imagine, each of those restaurants. There had to be 500, 1,000, 2,000, who knows, at the mall. And there's just reports of that attack coming in now. Do you know not one of those persons were armed? These terrorists screwed around with the lives of somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people. And not one of them had a gun. Just think of what the difference might have been if 1%, that would be 12 people, had a gun and whatever permit you need to carry in France, which is like impossible to obtain. They're totally anti-gun, just like the morons who are anti-gun over here. Just think what the difference might have been if 12 people had stood up and started shooting back. Hell, think what the difference would have been if 2 people stood up and started shooting back. And maybe they would have died. Maybe they would have killed one of the terrorists or 2 of the terrorists. But the one thing that would have happened, they would have engaged those terrorists. And they would have been busy with the defense, the civilians who were armed, rather than randomly and at their leisure shooting people cowering on the floor one by one. And I'm telling all of you out there, my whatever it is, 350,000 listeners, give or take. I'm telling all of you, you better think about the time when they come for your guns and whether or not you're going to give them those guns. Did you notice in the reports that when the French imposed an emergency, a state emergency, which is the equivalent to American martial law, that the rights of habeas corpus and a number of other things were suddenly suspended? They could enter your home without notice. They could put you under house arrest. And they could confiscate any weapons you had. Now, in the case of France, that's going to be like one house in 1,000. In the case of the United States, it's 1 in 2. Maybe 1 in 1.5. And I personally think that Barry wouldn't mind an excuse to impose martial law at all. Do not underestimate what this man will do and who he will sacrifice, no sacrifice to him, of course, in terms of finance, in terms of lives, in terms of health, in terms of prosperity, in terms of social stability to achieve his ends. Do not underestimate that. And he has 14 months, now 13 months, left to get it done. The most dangerous 13 months in American history. I'm going to tell you a little bit about international stuff here with Russia, which has been completely covered over by this other news that you need to know. So, Barry and Hillary have done, and Sop Kerry, Barry, Pillory, and Sop Kerry, have done nothing. Oh, how do I spell Sop? My producer asks. S-O-P, all caps, Sop. That means soggy, spineless, pathetic noodle in cowboy talk. He's a sop. So they're dicking Israel around with $16 billion arms package. They've refused now for the second year in a row, our best Arab ally and most stabilizing influence in the Mideast and the most powerful anti-Islamic extremist force in the Mideast, Egypt, For the second year in a row, $1.5 billion in arms packages, which Egypt has gotten since the Camp David Accord with even Jimmy Carter, and has helped keep the peace with Israel and Arab neighbors. They've stopped their $500 million training of 5 Syrian operatives. Wow. They did the Iran deal. They've hung all the Sunnis that helped us win the war in Iraq that Barry Obama then lost for us on purpose. They let the poor guy who fingered Osama bin Laden, that doctor in Pakistan, rot in prison. In my personal opinion, the 30 members of SEAL Team 6 that we lost in that one Huey, totally against military protocol on a mission like that, was called Extortion 17. That was the name of the mission, Extortion 17. Now, you know how progressives love to play with words. This was right after Osama bin Laden was killed by other members of SEAL Team 6. The teams are much bigger than 30 men. Does anybody see a coincidence here? Was the death of those 30 men in Extortion 17, which was totally avoidable, on a mission which violated every military protocol, never mind special ops protocol, in terms of the number of choppers, backup gunships, never having 30 special ops in the same craft, flying too low, flying between ridges so you could get hit by a grenade launcher, which is what brought them down. Something is really smelly about that deal. Once in a while, I post articles from the Special Ops Network. You should read them. Because I have a feeling the deaths of those 30 elite soldiers of ours was a payback of some type. But I'm digressing. Did you know that in the last 12 months, 80 ISIS operatives or ISIS-related or ISIS-inspired operatives have been arrested in the United States by the FBI? And the FBI director, by the way, Kumi, has told Congress, and you can Google it up, that there is going to be a big terror attack in the United States. He can't stop it. Doesn't have the manpower, too much crap, too many people coming in the country, too much lack of control with borders, etc., etc., etc. So this isn't just Reedy the Rancher spouting off. I think Kumi's a good man and a patriot. I think he's going to refer Hillary for prosecution, which I don't think Barry's going to do. A whole nother story. So let me ask you this question. Who is responsible for a murder? And here's the story. A woman and a baby are strolling along the street. There's a guy who has a special carry permit, and he's carrying a big Glock 9mm. In a concealed shoulder holster. And he's supposedly one of the good guys. And he's walking down the street and he sees this lady attacked by a knife-wielding thug who's stabbing her and her baby to death. And he just walks by. He never takes that pistol out of his shoulder holster. He never defends her. Who's the murderer? The guy, the maniac wielding the knife? Or the guy who didn't intervene when he had the firepower to do so. I want you to think about the almost 300,000 people who have died in Syria. I want you to think about the genocide of the Yazidis, the rape and pillage of ancient Christians, the deaths of tens of thousands of them, the enslavement. Gee, I thought slavery was such a bad thing. The enslavement of that many of them. We're talking murder, mayhem, rape, genocide of a major scale. I want to know who the murderers are. Are the murderers the Islamic extremists? Or are the murderers Barry, Valerie, Hillary, who called, by the way, Assad a reformer? I know you libs will just go crazy. She never did that. She didn't do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you what, Google it up. You can watch the video yourself. He's a great reformer, she said. Okay, Hillary, you're who I want for president. Who's the murderer? The morons at the upper echelons of our government, who for personal, political, ideological, religious, greed, money, and power reasons have done nothing when the United States has the firepower to do it, to protect these people, to establish a safe zone for them, a no-fly zone for them, long before Russia was involved, by the way. So I don't want to hear the argument about, oh, you don't want to shoot down Russian planes. This could have been done a year and a half ago. You know, all those poor Yazidis were stranded on top of the mountain, and then rescued by the Kurds, by the way, not by Americans. Rescued by the Kurds. And that was, you know, about 3 months after Obama called ISIS the JV team. They're now the JV team who's contained. It's just too friggin' much. It's too friggin' much. Well, I'll tell you who I call the murderer. I call the murderer the scum from ISIS, but I call the co-conspirator the people at the upper echelons of our government. They are every much as guilty in conspiracy to commit and conspiracy to allow murder as the maniac Islamic extremists who are on the rampage. Barry, Pillory, Sop Carey, and Lying Susan have the power with the flick of a pen, you know, that cell phone and pen, to have ended or greatly curtailed the loss of life, which I bet once the final calcs are in and people can really figure it out when literally the smoke has cleared over there, is a 500,000. And there's no excuse for it. These are the same people who profess to care so much. Let's switch to the international. So, kind of buried in this week's news, particularly with this horrific deal in Paris, the United States tested a Trident missile. That's one of our nuclear warhead-capable intercontinental ballistic missiles. 2 days later, and the articles, by the way, are down below the show here. Read them. 2 days later, Putin called a meeting, this is just 2 days ago, of all his top military advisors, and the meeting was quote-unquote leaked, and the meeting was about contingency plans related to the United States and the United States' aggression. Not only that, what was also leaked was they talked about their secret new weapon that could annihilate the United States in a first strike or a defensive strike against a first strike. If you go back and listen to my shows the last 4 weeks, I've told you that the United States' greatest nightmare, besides this unholy alliance, which is ever more apparent between the extreme left and Islamic Jihad, is Russia, China, Venezuela, North Korea, and Iran forming a secret alliance and attacking. Europe's not going to come to our rescue. We'll be on our own, folks. With a commander-in-chief that would want us to lose. Because, you know, the one thing I didn't talk about last week when I talked about the 14 things you can expect Barry to do in his last 13 months, I didn't talk about reparations retribution. And he'll try and do that too. He's already trying to make changes to the Civil Rights Act. I was going to talk about it this week, but I'm going to talk about it next week. It'll curl your hair, cross your eyes, and set your nose on fire. Also in other news, China has made a deal with international banking agencies and the Swiss so that the yuan is now fully interchangeable with the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc is the only currency right now in the world backed only by gold. It could very well be the most stable currency on the planet. Now, is China going to be doing a lot of business with Swiss francs? No. But it gives the yuan new status. It further erodes the dollar. And it ties right in with my theory that as much as Russia would probably like to nuke us, their first thrust, besides cyber warfare, is financial warfare. Warfare against the dollar. If they cripple the dollar, they cripple the United States and the United States military power. So that's a very interesting development. It was kind of buried on the back pages of financial networks. But very important. And I believe the article's down below for you. In another little tidbit this week, also buried, the EPA actually went to court for a protective order so that the head honchos of the EPA didn't have to testify in a major lawsuit against the government related to coal and the EPA requirements. Because the EPA methane requirements, I believe the article is also down below, is going to cost us somewhere around $150 billion, the same amount of money we're giving Iran. And there's supposed to be a law on the books that new regulations that cost more than, I believe, $100 million have to go through Congress for approval, which this never did. So the EPA has the cojones, using taxpayer dollars, to try and hide from the taxpayers the documents, reasoning, and nasty, greeny alliances that they had in promulgating an illegal, reprehensible, absolutely uneconomical regulation, which is designed to do one thing, and that is to shut down the coal industry, resulting in higher electrical rates, by the way, for all the taxpayers who are funding the salaries of the EPA folks who don't want to testify and the government lawyers who are arguing that they shouldn't have to. That kind of pisses you off, doesn't it? Oh, here's another one for you. You know, the United States government decided that they needed to update some of their web pages on this, that, or the other site. I mean, those details are important, not important. I want you to know that they started this project. We all remember, of course, the $2.5 or $3 billion, whatever it was, that was finally spent on healthcare.gov, the Obamacare site, which, by the way, as of a month ago, was still having problems. I want you to know that we have now spent more than $1 billion of our money, that's yours and mine, and there's exactly one page that's O-N-E, one page completed. $1 billion for one page. Doesn't it make you want to rush down and fill out your tax form and send in a check? And the last thing I'm going to talk about is this incredible nonsense that's occurring on the universities that kind of started in Missouri. As a sidelight, I'm going to tell you that next week I'm going to be talking about, and this goes back to the unholy alliance between the left, the extreme left, and Islamic Jihad, but there's now been evidence uncovered. In fact, smoking guns in the Center for American Progress, as extreme left as you can be, whose former director, Podesta, is now the campaign chairman for Pillory. Gee, big surprise. That Palestinian advisors, you know, they're really good at propaganda, whipping up the crowds, violence, blah, blah, blah. Palestinian advisors were hired by the American Center of Progress to advise the protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, you don't think there's a link between Islamic Jihad and the extreme left? Well, you know. Then you don't think 2 plus 2 equals 4. Anyway, the Missouri stuff, we now find out, I believe I have an article posted below, and if not, I'll have one next week, maybe several. The Missouri stuff was actually instigated by a racial agitator who doesn't even attend the University of Missouri. In fact, who does not live in the state of Missouri. And there is an interview, I believe I posted it under politics, between Neil Cavuto of Fox Business and some daffy, left-wing, devoid of common sense, out of touch with reality, obviously improperly raised, college student, a gal, and you need to listen to that, I think it's 8 or 9 minute interview. Because the mindless inability to connect point A and point B by this woman on the most basic concepts on the planet Earth is truly stunning. Here's what's more stunning. She actually gets to vote. Listen to that interview. It's under politics down below. It'll take you 8 minutes and you'll sit there with your mouth, your chin. Make sure you sit up straight or your chin will crack when it hits the desk. So here's what I think about the kids that are running around Missouri and Yale and, you know, the other universities where they're talking about white privilege and suspending the First Amendment. And there was one pathetic left-wing student on screaming at the camera that she wants a safe place where people can't harass her with thoughts she doesn't like. Wah. You know what these kids need? They need a spanking. They need some parents with cojones. This is out of control, outrageous nonsense. And the fact that the two administrators, the two top honchos at Missouri, resigned over this, they are spineless sops. They must be related to Kerry. What kind of message is that? So, I guess I've been on my high horse for this show, but let me tell you, I'm rip-roaring over what's going on. I don't know if you are. But your humble host certainly is. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Again, Godspeed to Paris and those poor folks. And happy Veterans Day. And Semper Fi, happy birthday, Marine Corps. Have a great Saturday. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.